The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hanna Tete, has asked the African Union, AU, to reinvent itself to meet current challenges. Speaking at the media launch of the 50th anniversary of the AU in Accra, Madam Hanna Tete said the challenges that faced the AU during the colonial era is different from now. The launch was also used to hand over the AU torch to the planning committee of the anniversary. Here's a report by Bright in Trauma.
The 50th birthday of the Organization of African Unity, now African Union, will focus on Pan-Africanism and African Renaissance. It will be celebrated by all member states of the Union. In Ghana, the celebration will focus on the past, present, and the future of African arts and culture. The Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hanna Tete, said the celebration is a moment to renew commitment to regional integration. She said during the colonial era, the main focus of the then OAU was to fight for political independence. But today, the focus has changed to economic independence. She asked the AU to reinvent itself to fight the economic challenges.
The end of the apartheid regime was the final nail in the coffin of the negative tendencies that some parts of the world had towards Africa. The Organization of African Unity and the AU was at the forefront of making sure that people understood that this was not a continent of people who, for one reason or the other, had been given a different level of intellect from the rest of the world. This was a continent that could achieve its potential and had the leaders who were ready to lead its people into a good future. And that's where we are right now. I'll be the first to admit that there's much more that needs to be done. But the battle lines are no longer political. The battle lines are now economic. And so it is for the AU to reinvent itself to ensure that it helps the countries of Africa to overcome that challenge as well.
The minister also unveiled activities lined up for the celebration.
We'll start with the nationwide Muslim prayers on Friday the 24th of May, and then we will have Christian prayers on Sunday the 26th of May. We also intend to have a mini trade fair and exhibition because we want to continue to promote inter-African exchanges and trade. We're going to have a peace walk and a bonfire night. And we would like to invite our traditional leaders to have a derba so that they can also commemorate this important organization that is more than just a state organization. We will have a flag-raising ceremony on the 25th of May because we believe that it is important also to pay attention to the official anniversary of the AU.
She later handed over the AU torch to the chairman of the planning committee, Professor Atukwe Okai. He pledged to make the anniversary a memorable one.
Flames of the torch represent the body of ideas that have inspired and guided the African people in their struggle, and they are to guide us further in our search for a destiny that befits us as human beings and for a continent that is already fantastically endowed, but interestingly beleaguered. We pledge to work towards these aims, and we accept the compact from Addis Ababa and with Africa that indeed our people will continue to understand the need for a continued struggle that will now address the economic challenge that faces Africa.
The minister pledged to render account on every amount spent on the anniversary to the people of Ghana. She pledged to make good use of the resources at her disposal.
Brighton Trauma felt that report.